Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
I was fortunate in a meeting with Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to meet Wendy M. Kinney. She's the founder and chief executive officer of Revere Payments, a very principled, conservative businesswoman, and we're going to talk all about Revere Payments. A little information, Wendy Yurgo Kinney is the founder and CEO of Revere Payments, a company devoted to ensuring businesses remain free to do business. She founded the brand in response to repeated attacks by the most prominent payment companies on U.S.-based businesses due to their beliefs, ideology, and political preferences. So let's talk about Revere Payments. What is it all about, Wendy Yurgo Kinney?
Well, good morning, Brian. It's a pleasure to be with you. And Revere Payments is a full-service payment technology company. And as you mentioned, we're here to protect American businesses. And as you know from what you do, businesses have been shut down for their political beliefs, their religious beliefs, the products they sell. The payment industry and even the banking industry have gotten into picking winners and losers in business, and we can't have that in a country where free enterprise is cherished.
Very good. So how do you get that across to your customers, this philosophy?
Yeah, Revere Payments is out there. We're out there in social media. We're out there as a company. We're out there as a overtly Christian company that loves our country and protects our country. So we, like many other businesses, we are at trade shows. I speak publicly. We have marketing. And a lot of it is word of mouth as well, just like you and I meeting by chance. And we meet several people by chance. But also people get to know us through some of our high-profile clients. You'll have very high-profile clients like Cash Patel or Steve Bannon talking about Revere.
Very good. So you are a politically conservative, wouldn't you say?
I would definitely say we lean conservative. We would never, because this is a free country, we would never discriminate. We would welcome folks from any political persuasion. However, the left doesn't need us. You know, they have the payment companies protecting them. And but if you're talking about our personal beliefs, we're a biblically based company. Everything we do is biblically based. So there are businesses in the country that are legal that we don't believe in. So we don't engage in that type of business. So when we talk about freedom at Revere, you know, we kind of quote it as biblical freedom. If there's something that, you know, you can't look your mother in the eye, you can't look the Lord in the eye at the end of the day, it's not something we're willing to do. For instance, pornography. It's legal, but we don't do it here at Revere. There's plenty of places you can go for that. We really stick to biblically based philosophy.
You think that America is decaying with loose or no ideology, no faith in God? A lot of people think that the reason why there are all these shootings at churches and supermarkets is that people don't believe in God anymore. Would you agree with that?
I do think that. I'm heartbroken over the young people that I meet who are raised with this kind of my truth concept. It's me, it's my truth. It's about me, this kind of narcissistic concept of everything's okay. It's just all okay. It's everything is relative, right? Getting God out of the family, the churches, our culture is devastating. We're seeing it in the shootings. If you mentioned the shootings, if you look at the shootings, you'll see manifestos, and you'll see behaviors, you'll see social media, you'll see a lot of a lot of godless behavior. There's the rise of Satanism. There's a rise of things that are just they're going to destroy us from the inside out. Evil exists. Satan's greatest achievement is convincing people he's not real. And people who think that you can have good and not evil, opposing forces. I mean, look at physics and sciences. People who think that Satan isn't real, hell isn't real, we're in trouble, because that is the greatest deception of our lives. We're seeing evil every single day.
So you see the United States right now on a negative trajectory due to this woke evil philosophy that's taking place.
I see the United States as a mother of young children, and I have young children. I see the United States as a place still of hope, because I see people like yourself and people I meet every single day who are standing up and fighting, and I see the country making a turn. It's very scary. Yes, it can be very scary if that's where you're looking, but then you gather with your church family, you gather with your community, and you see that we are not the minority, as the media would like you to believe, or social media would like you to believe. We're not the minority. I would say we have so much in common, even with folks who aren't necessarily part of the conservative party, but they may be moderate, or they may even be classical liberals. We have a lot in common. We all want safety. We all want things that protect our family. And to take God out of the picture is going to continue to take us downward. But I see a resurgence. I see people coming into the church. I see young people moving toward the church. You see it with the universities and the mass baptisms. I don't know if you've read any of those stories and you've seen what's going on there. You see it in the rise of Christian movies. For instance, if you look at some of the great movies that have come out recently, you see it where Hollywood movies are failing, and you're seeing a surge in Christian content. You look at a movement like The Chosen, or there's so many movies out that are just absolutely spectacular. People are yearning for the truth. They're yearning for the Lord. They're yearning to be a part of that. They know that the people of our country know that we've been fooled. They know the agenda now. They're awake. That's what I believe.
Well, very good. I'm glad you have a good moral compass, and I'm just wondering if you could tell us how you ensure businesses to remain free to do business. How do you do that?
Yeah, so at Revere, we have our own payment ecosystem, so there's nobody standing above us pointing their finger and saying, no, you'll cancel them. We also have a network of banks, so having our own platform, controlling our own risk, and having banks that are of like mind protect our clients. So not only do we have payments, we also have banking.
And where do you do business? Do you do it throughout the United States, or mm-hmm. even overseas? What is your marketplace?
We do both. Our parent company was founded 18 years ago, it's really a Jesus story how we were founded, with a group of my clients. I was an attorney. I was working with a group of clients. That group was canceled and shut down by their bank 18 years ago. So this story is not a new story for me. It's a continuation of a story where God put me in a place to fix something I didn't understand at the time. I had many conversations with him on my knees praying, saying, I don't know why you're doing this or why I'm doing this. I don't understand it. I don't know. I'm not a technologist. I was not trained as a technologist 18 years ago. I'm a lawyer. And now, of course, the story plays out where Revere is born years ago, and he's planned. And he's planned for this moment. So we do business overseas. We do business all over. This is my segue into the parent company. Metrics Global is in 130 plus countries. But those countries are controlled by their banking systems are controlled by their governments, right? Even Canada. We get a lot of calls from Canada, which we love you, our brothers and sisters in Canada. I spend a lot of time in Canada. But they can't they can't have the freedom we have because the government controls the banking, right? So here in the United States, we have banks that are owned by individuals. So we have much more freedom and the ability to protect in the United States the businesses. It's a little bit of a different system because of the ability and the freedom we have here in the U.S. So yes, we do business all over the world. We can't offer the same protections outside the United States.
Well, we have to protect those freedoms. Our
Absolutely.
Guest today is Wendy M. Kinney, founder and CEO of Revere Payments. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Ambassador Eric Javits, Mark Lauder with America First Policy, and Mike Bellani regarding Eastside Development in Buffalo, New York. Coming up, we'll have Pastor Evan Stone from Haiti about the anarchy in Haiti today. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. To have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Wendy Kinney's company, Revere Payments. It is a premier solution for businesses and organizations of all types and sizes that need to accept in-person and e-commerce payments, donations, and contributions with confidence. They safeguard all American businesses, churches, nonprofits, and others from the cancel culture being used to threaten an organization. Again, our guest is the founder and CEO, Wendy M. Kinney. You wrote about the repeated attacks by most prominent payment companies. Could you tell us what this problem is, Wendy Kinney?
Sure, Brian. I think it goes back to what you were saying earlier, and it's ideology. You know, when you think about the tech space, right? Payments is no longer about just accepting a payment. It's about technology, right? There's a big tech wrap around payment acceptance, whether it's e-commerce or we're talking about a multitude of other types of payments, right? Apple Pay's in the game, Google's in the game. So you have companies that are run by Silicon Valley that are in the payment space, and they tend to have different belief systems. And they want to pick winners and losers. We have a delightful client called Liberty Cigars. They make these just gorgeous cigars. I'll do a little plug for them because okay. They're just an incredible company, all-American company. And they make cigars that are based on poignant figures in history. They were shut down 7 times before they met us at Revere. And we love the fact that we get to protect them. We are honored that they're a client of ours. We send their product as gifts. But there's dozens and dozens of companies like this. A gentleman makes custom knives, and he had been out of business for 8 months and wrote us the most beautiful letter that we, you know, his family was struggling, and we put him back in business. So at Revere, it's not about money. It's really truly about protecting American businesses and being there. The stories and the love and the experience we get to have with our clients is not something I feel like the big companies get to have. I mean, they're a numbers game. It's you go on, you sign up for one of their services online, and you know, you call some 800 number and you talk to some person in some other country. That's not how we function here. Everything is US based. You get to know people's names. Everyone's assigned a relationship manager, our client success coordinator. and you have a real person that you talk to, that you get to know, and oftentimes get to meet and see, because we meet so many of our clients at events, and you know, we're at all types of events, so it's really wonderful to meet people in person.
Well, you talked about the attacks by the most prominent payment companies on U.S.-based mm-hmm. businesses due to their beliefs, ideology, and political preferences. Could you go more into depth about how these people are persecuted?
Yeah, I mean, we see it from every angle, and I'd throw product in there too, Brian. There are even products that these other payment companies don't like my client at Liberty Cigars. They just don't like what he does, right? They don't like what he stands for, so he gets shut down, not only because of his beliefs, but they don't like the product. Or the guy who sells knives, or, you know, we're a pro Second Amendment company. So we do a lot in the firearm space, which is perfectly legal. And, you know, we're, like I said, pro Second Amendment, and they don't like the product. So it comes down to their view of the world, their worldview, right? You see it everywhere, whether it's turning on the news and you turn on some news channels and you feel like you're living in an altered universe, down to the payment companies and the banks deciding they don't like what you do. We have another public figure client who was shut down by both of his banks because he is a doctor and he is he does not believe in the COVID vaccine. And they not only shut him down, but they shut down all the executives. The bank went so far as shutting down bank accounts for all the executives who work for him and all of his family members. So this is going to levels of just being dangerous. I mean, it's scary. And my concern and really, I guess if I could say my fear, is how far we're willing to go with some of these belief systems in creating enemies. It's no longer a country of, you know, you have friends that you disagree with. You know, I have family members. You know, my grandfather was a diehard Democrat. My dad was a diehard Republican. Everyone was fine. But the space between those parties 30, 40 years ago was very small, right? Today, we're not talking about classic liberalism and, you know, a conservative. We're talking about, you know, Democrat Party has moved so far left that even Democrats have left the party. So when you have payment companies and banks who have decided to take on DEI and ESG, if anybody stands against that, or if anybody does something different or believes something different, that's no longer a cherished, protected First Amendment right. We're now going to punish you, and we're going to destroy your business, and oftentimes try to destroy your family and your executives, and it goes to the extreme. And that's what we're seeing, and it's very, very dangerous. I don't know that all of the tech CEOs are on board with this or aware of this. Sometimes some of these companies are so, so large that I'm not sure how high up this goes. I have to believe, and I have to, in my heart, as someone who just prays a lot and hopes and thinks that people of sound mind will realize this is too far. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's certainly of a great concern. I'd like to mention Wendy Kinney is a highly sought-after industry speaker and fintech expert, and incorporates her deeply held Christian beliefs and love of country into every aspect of her life and company. Again, if you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk. And that's the Rusk Report at Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Let's talk a little bit about how Revere Payments is a premier solution for businesses and organizations of all types and sizes that need to accept in-person payments. What is that all about?
Sure. As you know, there's a number of ways to accept payments, and you just mentioned in-person, which we call retail, whether it's, we don't mean retail in the sense of clothing necessarily, but in-person payments. So we have a full point of sale solution. that can help in-person payments. We also have devices that are handheld devices. We're a full service payment technology company, so regardless of the way you desire to take payments, we have the solutions here, hence full service.
Now, Wendy, you talked about businesses being shut down. We don't need to know names of businesses, but can you explain a little bit how these companies were improperly stopped?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you can Google this, and you see this all over the media, you know, people getting shut down for, you know, I'll mention one story that was just kind of outrageous. I think about is Don Jr. was going to speak in Missouri, and the bank shut down the ticketing of the event because they said Don Jr. would incite violence. That was the bank's position, and this is a public story, so I'm speaking about something publicly. And I thought, how ridiculous. Like, Don Jr. inciting violence? Like, really? When did that ever happen? Like, never? So it's nonsensical. And I think, you know, I think sound-minded, free-thinking people, regardless of political party, look at some of these things and they just think this is, again, it's a bridge too far. This is a crazy situation. So they're going to shut down an event. The bank's going to jump in and shut down an event because Don Jr. is speaking and he's going to incite violence in Missouri. I mean, it's silly. So we deal with a lot of that. We get a lot of phone calls. As I mentioned, the man who makes the beautiful custom knives, they don't like the product. Or we get a lot of Second Amendment, you know, FFL firearms. We were just at the NRA convention last week in Dallas, and you know, it's a real stressor for the gun industry to have a payment processor that's pro Second Amendment, where they know that they're protected and they're not going to be shut down. A lot of these American businesses have been canceled, and my guess, Brian, is you may end up getting some phone calls from this interview where people have said, "Oh, yeah, that happened to me. You know, so and so shut me down because I sold this, or I sent out that tweet, or I don't support this, and I put something on." I better not say tweet, X. I sent out that X post or that truth post or that getter post, and here's what I believe, and boom, I was shut down. You know, you see Christian organizations, pro-life organizations getting shut down. So these stories are pretty prevalent in the media.
And how is Revere Payments involved with e-commerce payments? Tell us about that.
So I would say e-commerce is our sweet spot and has been for upwards of 18 years. That is, you know, again, e-commerce, your ability to take payments online, whether it's through, you know, a hosted page, or it's through an actual e-commerce solution. We have a number of them that we're integrated to. You have a website, or you're just hosting a page and you're taking donations. That is really, really our sweet spot. We love technology. We're technologists. We have in-house technology, so we're not an outsourced company. Everyone here is here. We create and build our own ecosystem. So the Revere Pay ecosystem is really a really robust solution. We own our own form site, our own form technology. So for donations and things like that, there's a lot of technology here. When any sort of client, whether they're selling a product, as I mentioned, or they're a nonprofit, or they're a church, the technology is already here at Revere, and they can utilize our technology in a safe, secure way and feel comfortable that they're not going to be canceled for their belief or their ex post or their vote for whomever, and you know, whomever they voted for.
Now, you safeguard all American businesses, churches, nonprofits from cancel culture. Well, tell us exactly how you safeguard that.
Yes. So again, the system is our own proprietary ecosystem. So the ecosystem is built in a way that we're not using hosting platforms and technology platforms that would cancel our clients. We also help them move away from potential exposure. So we're there in a consultative way to help them, move away from solutions that might be detrimental to them. So again, owning our own platform, underwriting and managing risk, having our own banking systems, having our own direct rails, offering closed loop solutions as well, having our own wallets. There's a tremendous amount of technology built into all of these solutions, which then in turn protects the business because we're not connected to parties or hosting companies that would end up shutting them down, or in essence shutting us down. So we've really created our own infrastructure, which allows us to control our destiny. And in turn, that funnels down to protecting our clients. So everywhere we can own technology, own servers, own infrastructure, that's what we do.
Very good. We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on about AM 1520. About Revere Payments involved with donations, contributions, in the spirit of confidence. What is that all about? Wendy Kinney.
We are, as I mentioned, we're a solution creator, really. We love to create solutions. And we heard from our clients several years ago that we're taking donations. Hey, we're using FormSite, or we're using Gravity Forms. I don't really want to plug other form companies, but Forms. And we really want to have a robust form that has multifunction to it. So we built it. And we built it years and years ago. Revere Forms is a very robust donation form site that allows churches, charities, it could be political campaigns, it's anyone who needs to have a hosted form to take any sort of donation, contribution. And we do a lot. We do a lot of business in our form part of our world. And that is something we host and protect. And then they're taking payments and donations.
Okay, I'm sorry we have to come to a close. We've learned a great deal about Revere Payments with the founder and chief executive officer, Wendy M. Kinney. We thank you for enlightening us. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for teaching us so much about your business and success, Wendy Hugo Kinney. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.